Gamma applauds the passage of the Small Airplane Revitalization Act. Honda Jet to debut at AirVenture. And Canada grounds its Sea Kings. This is Aero News for Thursday, July the 18th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The passage late Tuesday of the Small Airplane Revitalization Act by the full U.S. House of Representatives drew immediate praise from Gamma. The bill, H.R. 1848, which was introduced in May by Congressman Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas, and has 31 bipartisan co-sponsors, was passed unanimously by the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee last week. The legislation would require the FAA to implement the agency's Part 23 Reorganization Aviation Rulemaking Committee recommendations by December 31st of 2015. As stated by FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, these recommendations have as a goal to double safety and cut certification costs in half for light general aviation airplanes. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce, in a statement released late Tuesday, said, quote, "The bill will allow manufacturers to bring innovative, safety-enhancing products to market, reduce certification costs, and help revitalize the lighter end of the general aviation market. The overwhelmingly positive vote makes it crystal clear that the FAA should implement these rules without delay," end quote. Bunce added that Gamma hopes the full Senate will act quickly to pass their companion bill, S-1072. An FAA-conforming Honda jet will make its first public appearance during AirVenture at Oshkosh this year. Honda Aircraft Company says the airplane will be featured at a special event on Monday, July 29th at 9:30 a.m. in the Phillips 66 Plaza to celebrate the arrival of the Honda jet. Honda Aircraft Company says its Honda jet is, quote, "the world's most advanced light jet, and its design incorporates advanced technologies and concepts," end quote. The company says the airplane's over-the-wing engine mount configuration, natural laminar flow wing and fuselage nose, and composite fuselage were developed after long-term research activities. Honda Aircraft Company is one of more than 775 exhibitors participating in EAA's AirVenture at Oshkosh 2013. Canada's fleet of Sea King helicopters has been grounded by the country's Department of National Defense. The move came late Monday after a Sea King's main rotor touched the tarmac during a refueling operation at CFB Halifax in Nova Scotia. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports that a D&D spokesman confirmed there had been a quote-unquote flight safety occurrence. Lieutenant Colonel James Hawthorne said that the tail, quote, "lifted off the ground and the main rotor struck the ground in front of the helicopter," end quote. He said the reason for what happened was not immediately clear. The CBC reports that all five blades of the Sea King's main rotor touched the ground. Debris was thrown up by the impact, reportedly damaging a nearby building, but no one was injured. The Sea King has been in service for Canada for 50 years, with an anniversary celebration planned for the end of the month. While a replacement helicopter has long been in the works, it has been repeatedly delayed by technical and political issues. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin, an SAIB, for an airworthiness concern regarding the possible omission of the two reinforcement trusses in the folding front seat bottom in American Champion Aircraft Corporation models. The SAIB resulted from an incident where a new American Champion model 8KCAB Decathlon experienced a failed seat back while conducting aerobatic maneuvers. The pilot was able to recover control of the airplane and land safely. Subsequent inspection of the airplane revealed that the seat tubing had failed in the same location on both sides of the seat. Further investigation found that two reinforcement trusses had not been welded into the seat frame during manufacturing. American Champion isolated the seat to a batch of 10 that were the most recent batch manufactured. The FAA does not currently have any indication there are any seats in use missing the trusses. However, the purpose of this SAIB is to alert owners and operators to the issue. The FAA recommends a seat inspection just in case. When Aero News continues, "The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming." Cessna 170s to gather in Kentucky, and the FAA cries for...
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, July the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Russian Federation aircraft is conducting aerial observation flights over Canada under the Treaty on Open Skies this week. The unarmed Tupolev Tu-154M aircraft, which arrived at 8 Wing Trenton last week, has been accorded Russia's legal right of unimpeded observation overflight of Canadian territory, in fulfillment of Canada's obligations as a state party to the Treaty on Open Skies. Using an array of onboard sensors, the aircraft can observe and verify objects of interest or concern, such as military sites, industrial centers, communications facilities, and transportation hubs. This marks the 9th time a foreign state party will have conducted an observation flight mission in Canada, the first having taken place in September 2004. Canadian military escorts and technical specialists will be aboard the Russian aircraft throughout the mission to ensure safety, security, and compliance. Canada is a signatory to several security treaties, including those dedicated to the elimination, reduction, or control of weapons of mass destruction, conventional armaments and equipment, and associated military forces. The Treaty on Open Skies is one example of how Canada exercises its commitment to reducing the threat of armed conflict by increasing trust and confidence through greater openness and transparency among states. Samuels Field in Bardstown, Kentucky is set for their annual International Cessna 170 Convention, taking place July 19th through the 24th. There is a full schedule of activities planned for the 5-day gathering, starting with a welcome reception on Friday night. Saturday morning, there will be a fly-out for breakfast to Rough River and a maintenance forum on charging and starting systems later in the day. Sunday is airport day with a poker run scheduled along with a second maintenance forum. Sunday night is aircraft judging and a silent auction. Other events through the week include the convention host meeting and area refs meeting on Monday, along with the annual membership meeting also on Monday afternoon. Other activities and additional flyouts will be held to round out the gathering. Salt Lake City, Utah maintains a municipal golf course at Salt Lake City International Airport, for which it has paid $1 to the Salt Lake City Airport Authority in rent for the current fiscal year. Next year, the rent is going up, and by quite a bit, to $55,000. And will increase each year by $5,000 until 2017, payable to the Airport Authority. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that, according to the FAA, the authority, which is independent of the Salt Lake City government, is required by law to charge a, quote, fair market value, end quote, for land that it leases, including the golf course. The adjustment comes following an audit of KSLC in 2012. Now, the city can enter into a new 5-year lease in 2017 if the Airport Authority determines it does not need the land for aeronautical uses at, of course, a fair market value. For now, there will be no changes in the operation of the course, and a round of 18 holes of golf will still cost you $33. If the course is closed by the Airport Authority in 2017, it must repay the Salt Lake City Golf Enterprise Fund the $2.2 million it cost the fund to build the course more than 20 years ago. So who knew? The FAA has authority on airport green fees? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.